Good morning, everyone. We continue with our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. Have some coffee and donuts. Our learning is for Refuah Shlema, for all those who are ill. But yet continue to have in mind the Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basi. We're on page Kufayim Beis in Sha'arim B'Tfilah. And the last several weeks, Rav Pinkas has been reminding us that when we are displaced from our normal routine and habit, when we find ourselves davening, or having to make brachos, or having to live as Torah observant Jews outside our normal habitat, that's not a cause for laxity, it's not a reason for compromise, but rather the opposite. One should recognize that we are wherever we are, we find ourselves wherever we find ourselves, by design, it's not accidental, and it provides a special opportunity. We can achieve and accomplish certain elevation, certain height, certain opportunity that we can't even within our normal habitat. And that's where Pinkas said, the mincha you daven at the airport that you're trying to be inconspicuous and no one noticed because you're embarrassed, you're ashamed, you're worried. So you fly through that mincha, the fastest you've ever davened in your life. Realize that whatever reason you were destined to be davening in that place and in that moment, and that mincha is like the mincha on Yom Kippur. Because each tefillah is unique, it's irreplaceable. You can't reproduce it. And if you forfeit, if you concede, if you miss it, if you decide to simply discharge it, you can never ever get it back. It's like losing the mincha of Yom Kippur. You can't wait until the next day, and we have no idea. Rav Pinkas, I was chazer in the Sefer, writes earlier in the Sefer that he says, you know, people sometimes see on a petek hanging in the shul someone's name, daven for them, they get an email, they see on social media, please daven for so-and-so. You say, you know, there's an infinite number of people sick, I can't daven for every one of them. No, if you came across that name for whatever reason, it appeared on your social media, you happened to see that sign or note, you happened to get that email, you were meant to see that name. Interrupt your life for one moment, and whether it's formally saying Tehillim or informally saying Hashem, please give them a Refuah Shlema, who knows if it's your tefillah, your inconvenience, your selfless, thoughtful gesture towards that person that could make the difference for them. We have to realize the value of every moment of prayer, of every opportunity, of our sincere karov Hashem l'chol karov l'chol shikru be'emes. When we reach out to Hashem be'emes, when it comes from a place of authenticity and sincerity, then every moment is invaluable. It could be greater than the ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. It's something which is irreplaceable. I mentioned yesterday in the Parsha class, I told the story 2 weeks ago in Yeshiva's Chochmei Lublin. Did I tell it here? I don't even remember anymore. That Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the founder of the Daf Yomi, 1923, put us all Jews around the world on the same page, learning the same thing. Doesn't matter what kind of yarmulke you wear, no yarmulke, which section of the kotel you daven, you don't daven. Everyone's on the same page learning the same thing, an incredible innovation. And what was his inspiration? I told it here last week? Okay, I told it. When he was 7 or 8 years old and his malamed didn't come and his mother was crying and she said, if you miss one day of learning, you can never make it up. And he was inspired, if that's the case. So if you miss one tefillah opportunity, you can never make it up. And you never know. And you never know the impact you're going to have on someone else. I was in an airport earlier this week. I had to daven there. I finished davening. I thought inconspicuously. I thought, you know, when you're wearing a prayer shawl and strapped in leather with boxes, there's nothing inconspicuous about it, no matter what you do. Anyway, I got to the gate, and there was some girl with all kinds of piercings and dress. I would not have expected her to engage me. Let's just put it that way. And she said, oh, I saw you praying. I like your yarmulke. First of all, I don't get that comment a lot either, but I like your yarmulke. I said, thank you. You don't know the Kiddush Hashem. You don't know what you could accomplish, what you could achieve. Never be embarrassed. Embrace every moment. Kufayim Beis. Omru b'zeh ha'inyin balei avoda. She'eshin zaremez b'divrei chazal. Our rabbis have a hint to this, the Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav. Heichi dami bal tshuva. What does it mean? What is an example of somebody who's a bal tshuva? You've made a mistake and now you want to repair the damage. You want to come back from your indiscretion. Who is a Baal Tshuva? Somebody who has the same opportunity, the same circumstance, the same vigor, the same temptation. They're in the same place, and yet they persevere. They endure. They don't give in. Rashi explains you're back in the same place, the same circumstance, same opportunity, but this time, you don't give in. This time, you don't stumble. This is a famous question. The Rambam calls that tshuva gemura. The Rambam writes, what's tshuva? Tshuva is, don't go back to the place that brought you down. Don't hang out with the people who brought you down. Don't revisit the places of your temptation. Because your sviva, your environment has a big impact. What's tshuva? Tshuva is transcending the things that brought you down. What's tshuva gemura? Being in the exact same place, the exact same opportunity, the exact same energy, the same temptation, and saying no. And the famous question that's asked in the Rambam is, according to the Rambam, if you do tshuva properly, you can never do tshuva gemura. If you did tshuva properly, you've put in place the boundaries to avoid being back in that same place. So you can never get to the level of doing tshuva gemura, of complete tshuva. Unless you happen to be there, that's only then. But you can't intentionally, by design, do tshuva gemura. It's a famous question on the Rambam. We can revisit in Elul. You're allowed to do tshuva before Elul, but we can revisit that in Elul. V'zeu pshuto. Yesh b'ze gam remez. V'hu shetikun achetu rak kashachozu lozun mokum atzmo shechata bo. L'sakin ha'pagam shepogam ba'achefta shalam mokum atzmo. What's the idea that a Baal Tshuva is a person who goes back to the same place, but this time perseveres? The idea is, by having made a mistake, by having given in to our weakness in a certain place, we've turned the place into a Cheftza Shel Aveira. We've turned the place into a place that is now a landmark of failure. It's a landmark of a blemish on us. It's a landmark of a mistake. So when we go back to that same place, when we're in the same opportunity, and now we've persevered, now we've endured, we can transform, we cleanse, we're masaking that place. Those who open our eyes, like Rabbeinu Yonah, they are not suggesting literally go back to the same place, right? You walk down the street and there was a certain billboard, a certain temptation, a certain storefront, and it tempted you and you went in. Don't go back there. That's not what they're suggesting. Rather, the hidden belongs to God. What he's trying to communicate is with the Rambam, with the Gemara, that a Baal Tshuva goes back to the same place, but now does the right thing, is that wherever we find ourselves, we were meant to be there. We have a mission, we have a task, we have a reason in every place. You found yourself in an airport on the side of the road at a business meeting, you find yourself in some location on vacation. Wherever we find ourselves with the challenges that come there are not coincidental, they're not by accident. We shouldn't rush through to get out, we shouldn't simply try to escape, but we should embrace the moment to realize that I'm in that place with those people, with this opportunity, challenged and confronted by these temptations, not accidentally, but because I have a mission here. I have a shlichus, I have something to accomplish here. It's specifically when we're displaced. So when we're on the road, when we're traveling, when we're on vacation, when we're outside of our normal habit and routine, that's not the time to give in, to slow down, to concede, to forfeit. That's the time to embrace it, and to say, this is an opportunity to go even higher, to go even further, to go even deeper. This is a moment to achieve and accomplish a shlichus, a mission. I find it very empowering. It's really a source of great strength to embrace the moment and feel strengthened by it rather than weakened. Have a wonderful week.